Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Hope you're having a great Thursday. Beautiful day out there. Really is. Yes, the temperature and the weather conditions will be changing coming up in the next couple of days. Emily Echevera, she's the marketing director over the Council on Aging. She'll be joining us this afternoon, 4:45. We're going to be talking about a lot of requests coming through their office for blankets and heaters. And we're going to let you know how you can help out and how and what they need in terms of your health and your help. Emily Echevera, Marketing Director, Council on Aging, 4:45 this afternoon on Pensacola Right Now.
And also want to let you know that in about 15, 16 minutes, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to the Reese's Senior Bowl. It's going to be a pretty simple prompt. I've been thinking about mixing it up. Probably won't, though. But nonetheless, once again, in about 15 minutes, listen out for that prompt, and the first person to text in on our text line will get those tickets. Right here, as you said, Chris, on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. One of our top stories here nationally, the Israeli cabinet set to hold a vote on the ceasefire hostage agreement with Hamas tomorrow. I guess this would file under internationally. The vote will happen a day later than expected after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office accused Hamas of creating a last-minute crisis that is preventing an agreement. A statement said, quote, the Israeli cabinet will not convene until the mediators notify Israel that Hamas has accepted all elements of the agreement.
Okay, 4:13, News Radio 92.3. Interesting and exciting day today over at the sheriff's office. In partnership with the Escambia Sheriff Foundation, they held the groundbreaking ceremony for a new law enforcement memorial plaza. It's right there in front of the office on West Leonard Street. The project honors deputies who made the ultimate sacrifice. We'll have some sound from that coming up this hour on News Radio 92.3. What's this weather up to?
All righty. Well, you know what? The first thing I'll go ahead and tell you is that this traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in an accident, visit watsonfirm.com. But yeah, I'll give you a bit of a deeper dive on the weather than usual. We're sitting at around 60 degrees right now. It's going to be a low of 41 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 65, so actually a little bit warmer than today. And it's going to be a low of 57 tomorrow with increasing chances of rainfall. Saturday, going to be a very rainy day, 90% chance of showers throughout the day, high of 68, low of 44. Sunday should be relatively dry, but Chris, you mentioned very cold temperatures next week, and that's where it starts to come in. Sunday's high is 52. The low is 26. Martin Luther King Day, that following Monday, that's also Trump's inauguration. That will be a high of 41, low of 28. And it even says on here that there is a 30% chance of a wintry mix.
Yeah, we're following that for you this afternoon. National Weather Service guys was telling me that this morning. Checked in with them earlier today. They say a very slight chance of snow is forecast as that what you're talking about, wintry mix of rain, sleet, and snow possible on Tuesday. Monday, be sure you do bundle up for the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade in downtown. 41 degrees is the actual temperature. Feel good would probably be in the 30s.
Oh, yes,
with the wind whipping down Palafox Street. So bundle up if you're coming down. Come on by and say hi to you. I'll be co-hosting the television feed for that parade again this year with Sue Strawn and Vernon Watson. We're right there across from the Sanger Theater. Come on by and say hi to us on Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Well, you know, I'm glad you gave a landmark because we gotta get into the roads now. We gotta get into what some of these car accidents are looking like because we do have a few, unfortunately. On Scenic Highway, this is as you're heading towards Olive Road, we do have some backups there causing congestion going both ways. Be on the lookout for that. Also have one if you are traveling westbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Mobile Highway. Got some minor issues in that vicinity, though it's not relatively bad. And then we've got Navarre Parkway. We always have issues if you're traveling westbound passing Hurlburt Field. That's a given. But it's looking even worse because of an accident being reported in that area earlier. Last major spot's going to be Highway 90 if you're traveling westbound. That's when you're coming over Blackwater River and then continuing westbound passing Glover Lane.
Okay, not such a pretty day today for the markets. The major markets ending the day down. Hillary Barsky has those numbers for you.
Stocks losing steam heading into the closing bell and finishing lower as investors weighed economic data and a new batch of earnings reports. Bank of America posted fourth quarter earnings beating estimates. Profit of the bank more than doubled from a year earlier. However, its stock fell 1%. United Health Group stock fell 6%, the biggest drag on the Dow today. The healthcare bellwether reported weaker than expected quarterly revenue, which was driven by the company's insurance division. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Sherwin-Williams. The Dow decliners, United Health Group, Apple, and McDonald's. The Dow losing 68 points, the Nasdaq lower by 173, S&P 500 down 13. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And President-elect Trump's inauguration being called an attractive potential target for violent extremists. That's according to a U.S. National Security Agency, or actually multiple. The FBI, Secret Service, Capitol Police, Washington, D.C. government, and Supreme Court's Police Department compiled a threat assessment. It laid out various scenarios into types of people, like foreign or domestic terrorists, who could make them happen. Officials have been on high alert, especially after last summer's assassination attempt on Trump and, of course, the New Year's Day attack in New Orleans. The agencies note that there are no specific credible threats.
Okay, is that part of the 3 billion people that were let in across the the border? Is that what we're adding
to? I'm sure, hypothetically, those people, some of them, could be considered.
I would imagine so. Talking about the weather, cold front moving into Florida may help President-elect Trump get ready for his inauguration next week, or then again, maybe not. Temperatures between Trump's estate in West Palm Beach and Washington show a predicted 40-degree difference between the two locations. South Florida, 70 degrees. Expected high for Inauguration Day in Washington, around 24 degrees.
Oh, gosh. All right. Thanks for sharing. That sounds miserable.
It's not here, but that's Washington.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll keep it to Trump theme. Why not? More of President-elect Trump's cabinet picks were on Capitol Hill today for Senate confirmation hearings. We had former North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum testified as he's been picked to lead the Department of the Interior. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin faced questions over his nomination to head up the Environmental Protection Agency. Finally, hedge fund founder Scott Bessent was nominated for Treasury Secretary and was on Capitol Hill. If confirmed, he would be the first Senate-confirmed openly gay cabinet member in a Republican administration. We also had Pam Bondi having her second hearing today, and we've got more details on that probably coming up in our next segment.
Okay, 418 News Radio 92.3. Interesting guest paid his respects to former President Jimmy Carter at the Capitol. Fox's Chad Pergram has more from the Speaker's Lobby.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Thousands of mourners cycled through the U.S. Capitol recently to pay their final respects to the late President Jimmy Carter. Carter became the 35th person and 13th president to lie in state in the Capitol Rotunda. But Fox encountered one mourner in line wearing an original Kelly Green pin from Carter's inauguration in 1977. That was Eric Strohmeyer of Alexandria, Virginia. Strohmeyer was a sophomore in high school when he came for Carter's inauguration, the last inauguration held on the east front of the Capitol. That's before they moved the inaugurations to the west front on the National Mall side of the Capitol, and that's exactly where they'll hold the inauguration ceremony for President-elect Trump on Monday. A military honor guard brought Carter's body into the Capitol through the East Portico. That's the same place he was inaugurated. Strohmeyer spoke to Fox on the East Front, close to where he watched Carter's inauguration 48 years ago. He volunteered for Carter in 1977 and wore the same pin on Inauguration Day back then, as well as for the memorial service. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Alrighty. When we return, because it's already about 4:20, we will get some details on that Pam Bondi confirmation hearing that I was hinting at just a moment ago, and also we'll be giving away those Reese Senior Bowl tickets. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Stick around.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Since 1988, Volkswagen drivers have come to Feedmore Imports on New Warrington Road for the distinctive style, innovative design, and value of VW offers. This year, the tradition continues with the all-electric ID. Buzz. This highly anticipated new VW has arrived and is waiting for you to experience today. The ID. Buzz joins the VW lineup, including the family-sized Atlas and the Atlas Cross Sport SUV. Both models are available with 1.9% financing for 60 months, or choose a $4,500 discount on the Atlas and $4,000 off the Atlas Cross Sport. And the 2024 Tiguan has 0% financing for 60 months, or $3,000 in rebates. They all share VW's distinctive and innovative design, and they're all at Feedmore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Discounts are a standalone offer, not to be combined with special APR rate for Volkswagen Financial Services with qualifying credit. Offers expire March 3rd, 2025.
The Celtic Angels enable their audiences to experience the real Ireland, celebrating their cherished heritage through Irish song. Five beautiful women with glorious harmonies make up the Celtic Angels. The Celtic Knights, world champion dancers, leave audiences breathless. And the Trinity Band Ensemble with flawless interpretations of authentic Irish music. Join us for award-winning song, dance, and music as the Celtic Angels carry you to Ireland on Wings of Music.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Sarah, Happy New Year. You look amazing. How are things with you and Mark?
Lisa, I can't thank you enough for telling me about Wave Men's Health. We've totally rediscovered each other. Mark's working out. Oh, and we're doing more as a family than laying around watching TV.
I told you, they're incredible. My husband and I had the same experience. It's like having that spark all over again, isn't it?
Exactly. It's more than the physical. It's the connection, the energy. It's the best gift we could have given ourselves.
This new year, make the resolution that changes it all. Wave Men's Health brings you proven options for ED, low testosterone, and enhancement. Reignite your drive, rebuild your confidence, and show up in the moments that matter most.
Here's to more love and more joy in the year ahead.
Cheers to that.
Book your appointment today at wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. That's wavemenshealth.com or dial 850-266-7020. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Ermont Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Ermont Advisors is charting a better course.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. You know, a couple of years ago, we started doing something with the Pensacola Morning News that until that point we had not done at all, which is to podcast the entire episodes. Now, we've always put podcasts up of the interviews or of particularly interesting segments, but for several years, we have podcast the full show. So you can go and listen to it at your leisure. If you listen to us at 6 o'clock normally, you can go back and listen to the 5 o'clock hour, or as some people have told me they do, you can even re-listen to things just to catch stuff you might have missed. In any case, all the podcasts are available at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Newfancap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Thursday afternoon, it's a little chilly, but it's an overall nice day. Coming up in about 20 minutes from right now, Emily Echevera, she's the marketing director at the Council on Aging. We'll be discussing the needs for blankets and heaters as this cold weather kind of moves into the area and find out what their needs are and how we can help them out. So Emily will be around at 4:45 this afternoon on News Radio 92.3.
All righty. Well, right now it's 4:25 on the nose, so we'll go ahead and get traffic and weather together out of the way for you. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Worst looking spots right now are going to be Scenic Highway. Got backups going both ways and bleeding onto Olive Road because we do have an accident there. Also have some congestion on North Davis Highway right as you are passing the main entrance to UWF, about to go over the water and head into Pace. Outside of that, the worst looking spot's probably going to be the intersection of Michigan Avenue and Mobile Highway and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Beyond that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, we're sitting at 60 degrees, low of 41. Tomorrow going to be a high of 65, low of 57. And late Friday night, we have a significantly increasing chance of rainfall.
Okay, 426 News Radio 92.3. Well, the wait was worth it. Blue Origin launched its new Glenn rocket early this morning at the Kennedy Space Center from the historic Launch Complex 36. Blue Origin's 320-foot-tall rocket is intended to carry Department of Defense missions. And while we're talking about space here this afternoon, NASA astronaut Suni Williams has been stuck aboard the International Space Station for quite a while now. She just now stepped out for her first spacewalk since arriving at the station more than 7 months ago. She had to do some outdoor repair work on this thing, but this is what it sounded like from the spacewalk.
ED1, power coming off. LED is off. ED2, power coming off. LED is off.
And they cut the last part out there where he's saying, get me out of here.
Yeah, this sucks.
Get me out of here.
Man, yeah, it does. It takes some troopers to
listen,
do that.
I compare that to Gilligan's Island. You know, they went for a three-hour cruise, and they ended up staying for like 10 years in reruns. But those Suni and Butch have been up there for 7 months. They were only supposed to be up there a few days.
That is. I mean, that's miserable.
I'm glad they're not claustrophobic. 420... You know what I'm saying?
No, I get you.
427 News Radio 92.3. Get this one. Have to worry about drunk drivers. Now, when you head to the airport, you might have to look at your airline pilot, see how they're doing. Southwest, a pilot with them has been arrested at a Georgia airport charged with showing up to work while drunk.
Cops nabbed the pilot at the Savannah Hilton Head Airport before he could taxi from the gate. 52-year-old David Alsop, charged with driving under the influence moments before his Chicago-bound flight was scheduled to depart, causing the flight to be delayed nearly 4 hours. Southwest says Alsop has been removed from duty. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
All righty, we'll go ahead and pawn off this pair of tickets to the Reese's Senior Bowl. I'll keep it brief. Text in to 850-437-1620. Again, text in 850-437-1620. Tell me your favorite college team. First person to do so gets this pair of tickets to the Senior Bowl in Mobile on February 1st.
Okay, for all the people out there refusing to use either X or Meta's social apps, a photo streaming component is now coming to Blue Sky. Even Brown has more.
An independent developer will soon debut Flashes. The creator hopes it will provide an alternative to Instagram. It's also built using the same tech as Blue Sky, meaning it is decentralized and users can form their own networks on the system framework. Blue Sky has emerged as the social network of choice for politically minded types who object to Elon Musk and more recently Mark Zuckerberg's cooperation with President Trump. It's attracted more than 27 million users so far, and this new photo app Flashes would capitalize on that, though its developers hope it will attract more users, especially because it could be integrating video. Eben Brown, Fox News.
All righty, and mentioned this before the break. Among the character witnesses speaking at Pam Bondi's confirmation hearing to be the next U.S. Attorney General was the now former Palm Beach County State Attorney, Dave Ehrenberg, a Democrat, worked closely with Bondi to stomp out so-called pill mills across Florida. Ehrenberg told a Senate panel that while they had their political differences, Bondi is someone who is hard not to like. He credits her for organizing the task force that resulted in the prosecution of doctors who would prescribe addictive painkillers without so much as an examination.
Okay, a city of Orange Beach, and the Nature Conservancy are working to restore two islands north of Perdido Pass. Robinson Island draws hundreds of boats during the summer. Walker Island basically is a nursery for bird and plant life. It's really off limits to the public, so you can't get over there. Both islands serve as storm barriers. Robinson Island's dredging and sand renourishment work will be completed sometime in the early summer.
All righty. And I'm going ahead and looking at our text line here. We've gotten several texts coming in, and we do have a winner. So we do have someone. It is a repeat, Chris. I'm going to tell you that much. It's as far as someone's favorite team. It's a repeat, and it's not the first repeat we've had. Someone said Diamond Razorbacks. You weren't first anyway, but that's not a team. I hope you're joking, because we already had someone do that
earlier this week.
Well, no, they said Arizona Razorbacks. That's what they said. And now this person's saying Diamond Razorbacks.
I probably would have got the same answer. Hey, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
News, I'm Tom Graham. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is blaming Hamas for a last-minute snag following a ceasefire deal to pause fighting in Gaza.
Yesterday, there was a ceasefire and hostage agreement. Both President Biden and President-elect Trump commenting on the agreement. But we woke up this morning with a statement from the Israeli Prime Minister's office saying that Hamas is going back on some of the agreements that were laid out in Doha. Now, Hamas denies this.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv. President Biden predicting a larger, stronger NATO amid the ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine. He's also praising the billions of military aid the U.S. has sent to Kyiv.
And America's watch. Dictators do not get to do whatever the hell they want.
The president speaking at the Department of Defense Commander-in-Chief farewell ceremony in Virginia, just outside Washington, D.C. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. According to a new AARP report, most Medicare patients who hit the new $2,000 cap on out-of-pocket spending for prescription drugs could see massive savings, despite some changes in their premiums. The findings suggest the spending maximum could be beneficial for older adults who struggle to afford high-cost drugs for cancer and other serious conditions. On Wall Street, stocks were lower, with the Dow dropping 68 points, the S&P 500 fell slightly by 12, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ dropped 172 points. Sales of all-electric vehicles and hybrid models reached 20% of new car and truck sales in the U.S. for the first time ever last year. Auto data firm Motor Intelligence reports traditional gas-powered engines still made up the bulk of sales, but dropped to 79.8%. U.S. crude oil futures for February down more than 1.5% under $79 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Unless it's on a one-year deal, I don't think the Pittsburgh Steelers should bring back Russell Wilson. And if the Steelers didn't fully believe in Justin Fields when they were winning games this past year, why would they make him their starter come 2025? I don't think Aaron Rodgers will be back with the New York Jets next year, so maybe Mike Tomlin will kick the tires on not only getting Aaron Rodgers, but making sure Devontae Adams comes with him to the Steel City. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, football fans? BetMGM is giving you the chance to win up to $250,000 in bonus bet credits. It's all part of BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot, where you could be able to split the grand prize with anyone else who bet on the longest touchdown of the week. Log into your BetMGM account today and opt into the promo. Then, place an anytime touchdown wager of $10 or more on the player of your choice, up to one player per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of the $250,000 in credits. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. BetMGM's longest touchdown jackpot subject to rules. See BetMGM.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements, bonus bets are unrestricted rewards credits that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Daniel will not stop crying. I've changed him, fed him, walked him around, and he's still crying. Now I'm panicking. What should I do?
It's okay. We're glad you called.
We learned during the Period of Purple crying program that babies tend to cry a lot in the first few months of life.
If nothing is working and you need a break, put the baby in a safe place and take a few minutes to walk away and calm down.
During the Period of Purple crying, it is crucial to stay calm and never shake a baby. To learn more, visit PreventChildAbuseFL.org.
This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the State of Florida, Department of Health, and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
I'm a picker, I'm a grinner, I'm a lover, and I'm a sinner. My music in the sun.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Beautiful Thursday afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. Thank you so much for having us on and letting us ride your car today heading home. We do appreciate that. The weekend is another brutal matchup for the Ice Flyers. Pensacola faces Fayetteville for a three-game series Friday. It's the Peanuts game making their return to the hangar for another fun night with friends and family. Saturday, one of my favorite nights, the Wiener Dog Races, and Sunday fans can purchase discounted tickets. Puck drop 7:05 Friday, Saturday, 4:05 on the Sunday matinee. And don't forget, Emily Echevera, Marketing Director over the Council on Aging, coming up at 4:45 this afternoon. And we'll be talking about some of the needs the seniors might have as this cold weather moves into the area. NFL fans going to have a new way of watching this year's Super Bowl. Joe Morgan has the details for us.
Fox's feed of the Super Bowl February 9th from New Orleans will stream on Tubi for the first time. While the stream will carry Fox's pregame show, it will have the added bonus of carrying the Tubi red carpet at Super Bowl 59, hosted by Olivia Culpo. The show will cover the celebrity, fashion, and culture behind the Super Bowl, live from Caesars Superdome in New Orleans. Culpo is married to San Francisco 49er star Christian McCaffrey. Super Bowl 59 will be the second time in 3 years that Fox will have the big game. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Alrighty. Also want to give a congratulations to Will from Gulf of Breeze. He is our winner of today's pair of Reese Senior Bowl tickets. Another Alabama fan. They're starting to file in.
I wonder if that's my exterminator guy.
I'm not sure.
His name's Will. Big Alabama fan. Always letting me know. Why don't you guys cover Alabama instead of FSU? I was going, no, I don't think so.
Yeah. Whoa.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, slow your roll there. All righty. I also wanted to touch on this very quickly, keeping with the sports theme. NCAA going to start paying out financial rewards to women's college basketball teams that participate in March Madness. It's a first for the women's teams. The money will be paid out to the schools' conferences through a structure similar to the one that's been used for men's teams for years. The NCAA announced Wednesday that two funds would be set up starting at $15 million this spring and reaching $25 million by the 27-28 season.
Okay, it is 4:39. News Radio 92.3. Sad thing to have to pass on to you today. David Lynch, the legendary filmmaker behind Twin Peaks. Do you remember that TV series, or was that too early for you?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
And he also, I didn't watch it.
Okay. And he also did a series called Blue Velvet. David Lynch has died. Michelle Pollino has more from Los Angeles.
Oscar-nominated director David Lynch, known for his surreal and groundbreaking works, including Twin Peaks, The Elephant Man, and Mulholland Drive, has died at 78 years old. His family announced his passing Thursday on Facebook, calling him a man and an artist who leaves behind a big hole in the world. But, the Post added, as he would say, keep your eye on the donut and not on the hole. Lynch revealed a diagnosis of emphysema in 2024, and though it limited his ability to direct, he insisted, "I will never retire." Lynch's career spanned film, television, music, and art. His first feature, Eraserhead, became a cult classic, paving the way for a series of critically acclaimed films. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much. Also wanted to touch on this. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry's effort to clear homeless people from New Orleans encampments before the Super Bowl is getting some pushback. Louisiana State Police and officials with the Department of Transportation started clearing the camp under an expressway before dawn yesterday. The residents were moved to a new temporary shelter in a warehouse. People who live nearby are upset that Landry didn't give them any advance notice about the shelter, which will be in operation through the Super Bowl and Mardi Gras, or Carnival, as you say.
Good luck in getting those off the street. The the homeless situation in New Orleans is pretty dire. And anyway, good luck and the best of them. I meant to mention this when we were talking and briefly dabbed into sports. NFL playoff ratings down as audiences for the first weekend of the NFL playoffs drop almost 10% from last year, a bigger decline than what the league experienced during the regular season. According to the league and Nielsen, that's a rating service, by the way, the six wild card round games averaged 28 million viewers on television and digital platforms compared to 31 million last year. The two Saturday games held pretty steady, while the Sunday and Monday matchups saw declines.
My goodness. That's not ideal. Do you want
especially to, if you're an advertiser and you're going off a cost per points. Not ideal.
That's very true.
You're exactly right.
Do you want to hear something sad?
Sure.
Or it's like it's sad in the sense of like no one came to my birthday. Sad, you know.
No one came to your birthday. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I never had birthday parties with friends. I couldn't trust them for jack. I just had parties with my family. Anyway, former presidents Obama, Clinton, and Bush will not attend President-elect Trump's inaugural lunch. NBC News reports all three will, however, attend Trump's swearing-in ceremony earlier in the day. The former first ladies will also attend, with the exception of Michelle. We touched on that, I think, last week. She also did not attend a funeral service for President Jimmy Carter. Inauguration Day is one of the only occasions when all former living presidents usually congregate to usher in the next administration. Trump, however, declined to attend Joe Biden's inauguration in 2021.
I would love to be a fly on that wall. Interesting thing, you have time to still make this. Gulf Breeze Will Do. Of course, they are a women's philanthropic organization serving Gulf Breeze in Pensacola Beach, holding its first 2025 membership event in just a few minutes, less than an hour from now. 5:30 at Patty O'Leary's over on Pensacola Beach. It runs to about 7:30. Attendees will hear about the organization's achievements and funding local projects. I believe last year alone, they gave out about $45,000 in grants. To local businesses in Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach.
All right. Here's something. Speaking of, you were talking about grants and you made a remark about that, and it reminded me of giving out money, which is a perfect segue here. Apparently, this is a thing now. Students who get perfect attendance at Detroit Public Schools Community District High Schools will be paid $200. Yeah, Chris is away from his mic shaking his head. He can't believe it. Students who get perfect attendance will be paid $200 every other week. Officials say the initiative is being put in place to combat chronic absenteeism, truancy. Students are eligible to receive up to $1,000 if they don't miss any classes in five different two-week periods between now and March 21st.
I'm glad I don't live in that knucklehead district.
Let me tell you this, Chris. When I was a kid... And hopefully I don't have Sheriff Chip Simmons busting down my door and arresting me for truancy here. But when I was a kid...
He can't. You're in Santa Rosa.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Okay, Bob Johnson, stay away. But I, as a kid, had a nasty habit of faking sick, crying, whatever, to get out of school. And, of course, obviously, this is when I was on the younger side. The thing is, my mom was... You know, she would be like, okay, you know what? Sometimes kids need a break. So occasionally, if I just made enough of a fuss, she'd get me out of school, and I love her for it. The thing is, if this were in place back when I was a tyke, my mom would tell me, hey, kid, suck it up. You're staying home. You're staying at school so I can get some money.
I had a mom that was just brutal, and she knew every trick I had.
Yeah, my mom knew the trick. She was just like, if it'll shut you up.
Just get dressed, let's go.
Yeah.
You're going to school today. Let's go.
Oh, man.
There was no gray area of negotiations there.
5:45 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Putting aside our childhoods, let's see here. Just traffic and weather update brought to you by Generator Source.
Wasn't pretty.
Generator Source powering Pensacola businesses with industrial generators to commercial backup systems with the most trusted brands, expert installation, and 24/7 support. You can learn more at generatorsource.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, we do have some issues if you are traveling on scenic highway. Got some heavy backups there. Outside of that, it's just more of the same. As for the weather, it's 60 degrees, low of 41. Tomorrow will be a high of 64, low of 57.
Okay, it is 4:46, News Radio 92.3. Let me look at the board here, Pensacola International. I like to do this just to kind of give you a heads up on how it's working out. Looking good today, actually. The cancellation and delay board, only one, or actually two flights here of concern. Nope, just one. It's coming up out of Tampa. Touchdown time is 6:10. Now it's been delayed to 7 o'clock. Everything else is on time and looking pretty darn nice out at Pensacola International Airport. So, flight status, not bad at all today.
All righty. And, Chris, we do have an interview that we promised. We said
we didn't promise nobody.
Yeah, you're like, whoa, who's asking? But yes,
this is an honor. This isn't a promise.
But we do have them on the line now. Figured I'd let you know that.
And Emily Echeverra is probably sitting there laughing at us. Emily, by the way, is the Marketing Communications Director over at Council on Aging of West Florida. Hey, Emily, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and I was cheered up by that little exchange there.
Well, listen, I know the cold weather's moving in here, and we've been kind of teasing about this. Arctic blast heading our way, possible chance of snow in the forecast. And when I say that, I'm saying that very lightly because chances are very slim. But we could have a wintry mix, but it is causing a problem, especially with a lot of the seniors in our community. It seems as though they are in need of heaters and blankets.
They definitely are, and we are hearing a lot from the community. We're getting tons of calls, especially as people start to look at that weather forecast and see that little chance of snow, but it'll be freezing temperatures, yeah, which can be dangerous to our older adults in our community. So we are really needing donations of heaters and donations for weatherization so that we can help supply the things that our older adults need.
Okay, how's the best way to coordinate the efforts of getting heaters from public sector to you, and is there a process in place where people can drop it off or things like that?
Absolutely. People can come to our office at 875 Roy Street and drop off donations. We did have a very generous donor who gave us 200 heaters at the beginning of the season, nice, and those were gone within a day. And we didn't, you know, the word just got out and people knew about it, came, picked up their heaters. And when we have them, if you just call our office, you know, we can get you on the list. We just don't have any at the moment. So if you're out there and want to help out, we'll gladly accept donations. We can also take monetary donations, obviously. If it's earmarked for weatherization, we'll spend it on heaters and just distribute them to basically anyone 60 and older who is in need.
Okay, Emily, you know, a lot of seniors out there, they'll be at home and maybe it does get cold. It does get to those brutal temperatures in below 30 degrees and they just can't stomach it anymore. They've had enough of it. They need to go to a warm, safe place. Are you in a position to refer these people to where they can go?
That would probably be something for 211. They would have all the information about warm weather shelters, absolutely. And we regularly direct people to the other resources that are out there. But for us, we do chill out in the summertime where we take donations of air conditioners and fans. And then in the wintertime, on a bit of a smaller scale, we take the heater donations and blankets and that kind of thing that we distribute.
You know, in Pensacola right now, we always stress the safety factor, especially with these small heaters, and using that buffer zone of 3 feet away from the center screen, 360 degrees around the heating unit itself. Do y'all offer safety tips like that before you distribute those heaters?
We do. We actually print out a safety tips instructions with each heater that we give out because, yes, they need to be plugged into the wall. You shouldn't be plugging them into, you know, an extension cord or anything like that. And yes, you want to keep it in a space that has space around it so that it's not right on top of things or becoming a fire hazard. But yes, we definitely give people the information for those safety tips for the space heaters when we hand them out.
Okay, once again, let's just go over this. Maybe somebody just dropping in and catching us in the middle. We're soliciting the need for heaters and blankets through the Council on Aging of West Florida. And again, if you don't mind, Emily, how can someone help out?
Absolutely. They can come to our office at 875 Roy Street with a donation of a heater or make a monetary donation earmarked for weatherization that we will use to buy heaters. They can donate online at coawfla.org/donate and make a donation that way. Again, you can earmark it for heaters or weatherization in the comments, and then we have to spend it on that. And we are just getting tons of calls from the community of people that don't have heating in all of their house. Maybe they only have a heater in one room. Maybe they have a HVAC system that needs to be fixed and they just don't have the, you know, couple grand it costs to get it fixed right now.
Sure.
And so we're just trying to get them safely through these cold weeks that we have, perhaps cold months. You never know. It's Florida. And keep them safe and comfortable.
Okay, Emily, it's on. Cold weather heading our way, and we want to make sure the seniors are taken care of. Hey, listen, thanks for your time today.
Of course. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Emily Echeverra from the, Council on Aging of West Florida, giving us some very helpful tips this afternoon, especially for seniors and dealing with those space heaters and also in the need for blankets. If you can help them out, there you go.
All righty. 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. Chris, are you familiar, if I were to tell you the term Zen pouch, would you know what that is?
No.
Well, when we return from break, I'll tell you what it is.
Good, good, good. What a great tease.
But I'll also tell you whether the FDA is approving of it or not, because they had a lengthy investigation in it, and they have since come out with a verdict. So we got details on that and more coming up shortly.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican candidate for Congress, here in District 1 of Florida. I'm a proud Pensacola native, first-generation college student, and a Yale Law graduate. But it was when I was working at the cookie store in Cordova Mall as a teenager, helping my family pay the bills, that I truly learned the value of hard work. Now, I'm running for Congress to do what the establishment has failed to do. I promise to end this homeowner's insurance nightmare, streamline access to veterans' benefits, and take education back, local. I'm bringing new ideas along with fresh, conservative leadership right when we need it most. On January 28th, elect a hometown leader you can trust and send your lawyer to Washington to fight for you. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I will be honored to earn your vote. I encourage you to learn more about what I stand for and see early voting locations. Please visit mdt4congress.com. That's mdt4congress.com.
Paid for and approved by Michael Dylan Thompson, Republican for Congress. You may think that when you file an insurance claim, the insurance company will do what they're supposed to do and pay out the claim. But insurance companies don't provide manuals to get fair insurance claim settlements. That's where Claimology steps in, giving you a voice when you've suffered property damage or business loss. Don't get lost when filing a claim. Contact Claimology, 888-774-7557 or Claimology.com. Claimology, noun, the art and science of application of fair insurance claim settlements.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware at Barnes Feed Store.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Well, this afternoon, the Escambia Sheriff's Office, in partnership with the Escambia Sheriff's Foundation
held a pretty impressive groundbreaking ceremony for a new law enforcement memorial plaza. Austin has more on this story.
So we're at the Sheriff's Office on Leonard Street today, and why are we here?
Well, today was our groundbreaking ceremony. This was the day that we start construction in earnest. We had been planning, having meetings, and kind of going over what the design's going to look like and who's going to fund it, where we can get the money from. We've been doing that for months now, and now we start the good part, the part where they clear the area and start making this dream come become reality.
So it sounds like quite a few people are contributing.
Yeah, we are so fortunate to live in Escambia County. As you can tell, we had 250 or so people here. We had a great turnout. People want to be part of something great. And what we have here at the Escambia County Sheriff's Office is certainly something great. And they also want to take part in honoring the heroes, not just the heroes of the Sheriff's Office, but they're their heroes, those that gave their life for them, for our community. And so we're working on raising the funds. We do have some funds earmarked for it. And the good part about this is we have contractors and subcontractors that are, many of which are given deep discounts, and some are volunteering their time, their expertise, and their sweat all together because they understand how important this is to the community, and we are forever grateful for their contribution.
When do you think this will be ready for the, ribbon cutting?
Well, all along we had hoped we could have it done by the our Law Enforcement Memorial Week, which is the middle of May. That's rather ambitious, but it's while we were out there, there were some people looking at some right away and make sure that the measurements are right. So we our ambitious goal is to have it ready by, or have the groundbreaking, I'm sorry, the ribbon cutting done by the Law Enforcement Memorial, which is the middle of May.
How many years have you been in law enforcement, and what does this mean to you?
I've been in law enforcement since the mid-80s, so about 40 years. And I can tell you that you don't do anything unless you learn from your past, unless you can honor your heroes. And I think that if you think about where we are as a sheriff's office right now, we wouldn't be here if it weren't for these men that have paid that ultimate sacrifice. We get strength from them. We get guidance from them. We get inspired by what they've done. And it shows our cadets that have been here a week. It shows our 30-year veterans that you can do this. You can do the job because it has been done before. And we want to make sure that we properly honor them by having a grade A, top-notch Memorial Plaza.
Always nice talking to Sheriff Chip Simmons and the new Memorial Plaza going in right there at right by the Sheriff's Office on West Leonard Street, 1700 West Leonard Street, if you're putting that in the old GPS there. The project, of course, honors deputies who made the ultimate sacrifice. So we thank Chip Simmons for speaking to us this afternoon.
Absolutely. And thanks to Dave Hoxing, Dave and Mary Hoxing with ADX. They are members of the Sheriff's Foundation, and then Dave went out there and conducted that interview. So thank you to him as well. Hinted at this before the break, FDA authorizing Zyn nicotine pouches to be sold. This comes after the agency said they conducted an extensive scientific review on the pouches' safety. The agency said it found the pouches posed a lower cancer risk than cigarettes and other smokeless tobacco products, and also found that it could help cigarette smokers trying to quit. Zyn exploded in popularity in recent years after going viral online.
Okay, rack 7110 for me. It's the 455, because Jessica Rosenthal fed us this feed just before we came on air about those nicotine patches.
The FDA has approved 10 differently flavored Zyn nicotine pouches. They've been sold for years, but the FDA is now signing off on them after the company's proved the product can help reduce disease among adult tobacco users while not attracting new underage nicotine users. There are videos on social media of teens using the wood pulp and nicotine salt pouches that you put between your gum and cheek, but the FDA decided the benefits outweighed the risks here. Zyn releases in nicotine dosages of 3 or 6 milligrams, which is higher than gum and lozenges. They're sold in 2 or 4 milligram dosage amounts. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Alrighty, and I'll give you a very quick check of the roads and weather here, brought to you by Anderson Subaru. The roads, worst looking problem right now is Scenic Highway going both ways near Olive Road. Have an accident report there, and the congestion is bleeding onto Olive. Also have some issues on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and Highway 29 traveling northbound towards Burgess Road. As for the weather, 60 degrees, low 41 tonight.
Okay, we'll update you about this cold front coming in next week and how to get prepared for that. This is News Radio 92.3.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.